This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
And one of the things that you point at, and I think it would be very beneficial to everyone here, is the idea of life expectancy that has tremendously increased, yet we're still keeping the same milestones as our grandfathers and our ancestors and saying you need to retire by 60 and you need to do this. Yesterday we were talking about the fact that some of the most successful entrepreneurs are like over 40. So tell us a little bit more about this.
Thanks for picking up on that. It's probably the thing that I most think about, which is literally the rules of society, when you should be married, when you should have children, when you should retire, when you should be successful by, are predicated, when completely predicated, based on a world where people used to live to 50. We just have not adjusted our rules. Like the anxiety that 20 and 30 year olds have for not figuring it out yet in a world where they're gonna live another 70 years is impractical, not logical, leading to so much pressure that makes no sense. And you know, I think here's something fun, just looking around the room. None of us in this room could have ever thought that we were gonna be this vibrant, this alive at the, I mean, I'm 46 years old. When I was 15, I thought 46 was finished.
Yeah.
And at 46, I feel like I'm like, I got another 46, like minimum. At 92, I'll reassess. But for now, there's 46 more years of damage to be done, of offense. And I think for a lot of us that land in this room looking at the age groups, I think people are confused. And I think it's our requirement as people who've lived a little bit to over communicate to the 15 to 25 year olds who are incredibly struggling with the need for validation, the need. Patience is something I talk a ton about. Mm-hmm. I believe that people really misunderstand patience. I think when people hear patience, they hear complacency. I think when people hear the word patience, they think non-action. They think laziness. And I'm blown away by that. I think patience has been the foundation of my success because I don't rush into things and I'm thoughtful about them. You know, I'm a very high energy guy and people may think I'm frantic because of the way I communicate, but there's that old saying, measure twice, cut once. I'm a measure 50 times, cut once, because I'm so public that I can't afford to be wrong. Otherwise it's documented and I lose my leverage. There's nobody in this room if I've been wrong for the last 20 years. The only reason I have the great, you know, humbling moment of having the attention of such interesting people is because I've been right. And I've been right in the face of things that people don't see. I will be incredibly right about NFTs. I will be incredibly right. Many NFTs will fail just like internet stocks did in 99, but the macro is as black and white as the internet. I'm public and loud and first and loudest. That will work for me, but that was 50 measurements before I decided to make the first video. And so I think patience is a superpower. And as far as what you're referring to, I think that we are very backwards with how we educate life. If you think about it, the pressure we put on ourselves and society to get your together from 22 to 30 is incredibly not logical. If you actually think about it, and this room as entrepreneurs should know this, the actual thing you should do between 20 and 30 is be the most high risk of your life. You have nothing grounding you. You have no anchors. You have incredible, logical, practical rationale for high risk, high reward. Yet, we have this subconscious conversation that, okay, now you're done with university, now you should grow up and get practical. And you watch 22, 23, 24, 25 year olds go into such ludicrous situations that bring them so little value. And so I wanna challenge that conversation.